Hey friends, thanks for listening to the Hillcrest Covenant Church podcast. We've been going through a really special time in this season of Lent. In this series we've been calling 40 Days of Decrease, we've already heard some really engaging and thought-provoking sermons. This week, our associate pastor, Bill Orris, discusses worship as we celebrate Palm Sunday. Why do we praise God? Why do we make such a big deal out of crowning Jesus as King on Palm Sunday? Remember, you can watch our live stream that happens Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook. Or you can find us at hillcrestdekalb.com. Grace and peace.
Well, are your brackets busted yet? March Madness, it's just an amazing time in America. And what I'm really excited to is not only for men's basketball, but for women's basketball. Do you see that with Caitlin Clark and what's happening and people filling out brackets? And staying up and watching all these games till late at night. It's just so much fun. Lisa and I had the privilege of my son Michael playing in the tournament, and we were one of those crazy parents. We were even talking about it last night. You see when they go through the crowd, right, and the camera goes on mom and dad, you could tell who mom and dad are, right? Where they put their name underneath there at all, you could definitely tell who they are. And Lisa was just saying when Michael hit the winning shot in the Summit League tournament, she had her hands down like that, and she missed it. It's just so true what you see that, because those of you that are parents and how you are, whatever your kid does, whether it's music or sports, whatever, you're just fully engaged where they are. And it's just so much fun this time of the year and this season. Some of you know I referee. I referee football, basketball, and baseball. Baseball season has started. Yes, I've been outside when it was warm and then cold, all in the same. Welcome to Illinois, spring baseball. Yeah, and just a couple weeks ago, I ended my basketball season. I did two super sectionals. That's the last level before the teams go downstate. So I did a girls super sectional at Libertyville, and I did a boys super sectional at UIC, University of Illinois, downtown Chicago. Said there were around 7,000 people there at the game, and it was just so much fun. And it's just so much fun at that game and during the season to watch how the student sections and fans all compete against one another, singing cheers against one another. And then, do you know, normally at halftime, whatever school you're at, they always play music. Do you notice that? It is the one time that when you have opposing teams, opposing student sections, that they're all together, that it is the one time I'm amazed what music does to bring opposing teams all together during timeouts, and now they're not competing because music does this, and they're all one. Isn't it amazing? It's absolutely amazing. And so I'm sitting there at most of my games this year, that comes up all the time, and I'm standing there like, I can't stand still. So I just start moving, and then I look, and the kids are laughing, and then all of a sudden, I don't care. I'm going to stand out there during the timeout, and I'm going to do it. And everybody does it. Opposing teams all become one. It's because what music does. And do you know why I believe all of a sudden that we react and respond like that? Because we are created to praise. We are created by the Creator God to praise. We are created to respond. And it's amazing that when we hear a song like that, just to watch your faces, Greg, thank you for standing up right away, right? Because even in here, think about it. What's he doing? Here we go again with Pastor Bill. Not supposed to do that in church. See what I mean? See what I mean? We are created. We are meant to praise. We are meant to let it out. The question is, to whom? To whom? Listen to these words from Psalm 150. If you haven't turned, you could turn in your Bibles there, your pew Bibles, it's for you there. It's a gift if you don't have one. What page is it on? Some shout out the page. Thank you. Page 510, and it's up here on the screen. Let's all read it together. Ready? Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with a clashing of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The NIV has it wrong there. It's exclamation points at the end of it. It's praise the Lord, not praise the Lord. The word hallelujah is the Hebrew word, and we translate it praise. So I'm going to ask us three things this morning. The question is who we are to praise. It's God. And so my first question is why? Why should we praise God? Why should we praise God? The ending of the psalm, the book of Psalms, which has been called like a prayer book or a book of meditation, the last from Psalm 146, 47, 48, 49, 50 are all praise psalms. They're all ending the book with praise. Psalms begins with one as a meditation, as a prayer book, and then it ends with praise. Do you know in the middle of Psalms, there are a lot of psalms of lament. Lament means pain, grief, sorrow. We don't like talking about this. That's a whole nother sermon, isn't it? Because at times, followers of Jesus in the church is not good at lamenting. And almost half of the psalms are psalms of lament, and the other half are psalms of praise. Interesting, most of the lament psalms, after calling out to God in anger and feeling all alone, end up in praise. Came across a Bible scholar that said this: the expectation of the Hebrew Psalms is not obedience, but adoration and praise to the Lord. She wrote, unencumbered praise. Another New Testament scholar said this. I thought this was really interesting. Obedience is just one of the goals of Torah keeping, but it's not the main goal. Praise is. Think about that. Yes, we're to obey. God gives us laws and gives us things. There are certain things, as I said a couple weeks ago in the Bible, that are very clear, that are black and white, that God loves you, that Jesus loves you, he's born of virgin birth, that it's the living word of God. But there are a lot of other things that aren't. And when that Old Testament scholar said that, that just hit me, that we so focus. This is what we're supposed to do. Well, praise is really what God wants us to do, just to give him thanks for what he has done. Obedience is just part of what the Bible, especially the Old Testament, is about, and the New Testament. Praise is really. It's not sometimes we wake up in the morning, oh, what a beautiful morning. How many times have us say that? That's okay. But have we ever said, just say, thank you, God, for this beautiful morning? That's whom our praise and adoration and our thanksgiving is. We praise God in his sanctuary for everything that he has done. Listen to the verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, exclamation point, literally. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds, for his works. Praise him according to his excellent greatness, what he has done. Why? Because God's worthy of praise and he wants our praise and thanksgiving. Even if you're on a journey of wondering what it is and how to praise God and why we praise God, it's again because of how the church at times has painted the picture of who Jesus is. He's a loving and wonderful, welcoming God who loves you and me just the way we are. Listen to these words in Psalm 145. This is the New Living Translation. I will praise you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He's most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful mercies. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Listen, verse 7, everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. Amen. That's who God is. That's who Jesus is. And everyone has a story to tell of what God is doing in your life. Whether you're realizing or on a spiritual journey and wondering who Jesus is, you were created. When I look out, I see Jesus. Because the Bible tells me that all of us were created in his image. And we share what God is doing. Last week, on Monday of this week, we always start, the chaplain at Northern Illinois Recovery Center, and we all get together on Monday and go over all the stuff for the week. And then I make an announcement about a sign-up sheet for clients to come to church. So those of you that are new, I drive a van from Crystal Lake, and there were like 9 of us on the van this morning. And so I shared about what's happening, and I always say, our church is very welcoming. Just come as you are. Just come dressed as you are. You're welcome to come. And then before I knew it, one of the clients just shouted out. He got my loquacious award in one of my groups. And he said, oh, yeah. You can't miss it. And then he just went on and on about you, about being here, and how he felt. And then he just started sharing about his journey and what God's doing in his life. Amen. This is why we get to praise God, right? This is why we do what we do. And this is why God calls each and every one of us as we're involved in people's lives so that they come one step closer to Jesus. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Secondly, how should we praise God? How should we praise God? The next verse says in verse 3 and 4, with trumpets, loud trumpets, with harp and lyre, praise him with timbrels, string instruments, pipe, horn, loud cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals. Well, basically it is everything that we have, praise God, right? So when the writer of this wrote it, he used literally every instrument that was available to him. I wanted to find a shofar. You know what a shofar is? That big long thing? That's literally still to this day, right? They blow whoo-hoo, right? Anything to praise God. Any instrument that the writer is saying, we are created to praise God. Use these instruments to praise him. Scholars have debated the shapes and sounds of the instruments. But what is not debated is this. Praise is not timid. Praise is not timid. It's done with enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm, you know how sometimes we get bent out of shape. We say, well, that person's really enthusiastic. You know, they're too enthusiastic for me. It's just they're way over the top. Well, I looked up the word enthusiasm. Do you know what it means? Fervor, zeal, and excitement. The root of the word means this, inspired by God. Literally, it means possessed by God. So when you're enthusiastic on how God made you, you're inspired by God. Now, I know you're all thinking, here it comes. We know what Pastor Bill is going to say. Well, it's Palm Sunday. Pastor Jen asked me to preach every Palm Sunday. So here we go. You be you and even step out of your comfort zone not to be timid. Just to let that come deep within you on how God's made you. And sometimes all of us have to step out of our comfort zone, just like I have to learn to be still before the Lord and discipline myself, as some of you have to learn that when you get a palm handed to you, that you could raise it up high. I am convinced a lot of reasons why we are the way is what was modeled to us and what we saw both good and bad growing up. And when we model to our children that it's okay for us to do this, right, on a Sunday morning, they see the same thing. When we model in front of them not to be timid, to step out of our shyness, and say, I'm enthusiastic because of who you are, God, because who Jesus is. Go ahead and shout. And just as you responded for YMCA, think how much you respond when we sing these songs. When Phil was just banging those drums. I just was loving him banging those drums. He has no idea what I'm preaching on today. That's why it said loud clashing cymbals. Not timid. Praise God. How God made you, and step out. Step out. And when we feel like clapping, it's okay to. But a lot of times in churches today, it's a golf clap. Have you noticed that? Yeah, right. You wouldn't do that at a Cubs game or a Sox game. Yep. See, we all giggle and laugh because we all know it. I think the more I've been thinking about it, it's what's been modeled to us. And that's the way we act and what the church has done. Screwed everything up. How these children were with me, talking with me just like that, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? We don't shush them. It's uninhibited praise to God. We got Anderson windows at our house, and they frame it, and Lisa says, you need to paint the frames. I said, I know. And she said, it's snowing outside, so you get to paint them today because you're not umpiring. I said, I know. And it'd be really nice if you could get them done today. And I said, I know. So I taped all around it, and I started painting. Now, do you think I paint in quiet? No, I don't. I put Spotify on, and you'd be surprised at some of the things I listen to. In my worship, and that's what I say, how we get sometimes discombobulated about worship songs. Well, this was my chance to worship. So these were the songs. This was the song that was playing yesterday. And now listen to this. This was what was playing when my wife walked in. Listen to this. Oh, louder, louder. Thank you. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Amen. That's what I was listening to. This is what I was listening to. You could keep it going as I was painting. My hands are lifted up, which is not a good thing with a paintbrush. You praise God how God created you. But don't be timid. Be enthusiastic. And give Him what He deserves. Amen? Amen. As my wife walked in and she heard that, the first words out of her mouth was, please shut that off. Finally, not why do we get to praise God, who should get to praise God, but finally, how we should praise God. And finally, number three, who should get to praise God. The final verse in verse 6, let everything, did you hear that? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Absolutely everything. The final lines of this psalm give an invitation. Who's invited to this party? Everybody is. Everybody's invited to this party. God includes and invites everybody to praise Him. Not only Israel, then the church, and those outside the church. Every human being is invited to praise God. Those that feel far away from God because at times what the church has done, you're welcome to feel loved by God and that you could give God thanks. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Did you see that there? Everything. So Psalm 104 indicates that God gives breath from the tiniest creatures to the sea, animals, to birds, to storks, to wild animals, even Psalm 104 says, to sea monsters living in the oceans. That means birds, bees, beetles, bugs, and Bella get to praise the Lord. I never even thought of that, have you? That, do you know, your pets get to praise God. It says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything. Did you ever think of that? You're all looking at me like I'm speaking heresy here. God created all your animals, and they in their own way, amen, get to praise God. When Bella would take naps, it is past tense because I had to say goodbye to her 5 years ago now. This last month was 5 years ago when I said Bella, who lived with our family for 13 years, when she would take naps, this is how she would take naps. So I just happened to take my reading glasses, put it on Bella as she's taking a nap, and that's the Bible right underneath it, which happens to be our son Billy's Bible. I was doing a game not long ago, and it was artificial turf, and I noticed the turf started moving. And I looked down closer, it was a praying mantis. What a wonderful name, they're praying. So I went and picked up that praying mantis because I didn't want to get squished, right? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So when was the last time you gave thanks and praise? Really thank God. Even in the midst when we go through things, stop and say thank you and give praise. How are you doing? Share your story, just like Kevin did, and watch what God will do. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that it's your kindness that leads us to change. You are patient with us. As we read, you're slow to anger. You're compassionate with us. You're loving and caring, Heavenly Father. Scripture even tells us you love us like a mother hen that puts her wings around her chicks. We thank you. Jesus, you're a good shepherd. You laid down your life for us. And on this very Palm Sunday, at the beginning of the last week of your life, we give you praise and thanksgiving for who you are and what you did for us. That the very people that were shouting, Hosanna, praise, 5 days later were yelling, crucify him. They're no better than us. We do the same things. We give you thanks and praise, and the next moment before we know it, we're yelling and screaming at loved ones, doubting ourselves, beating ourselves up. Thank you that you're kind towards us. You love us unconditionally with no strings attached. You do give us second chances and 59 chances. You never give up on us. I pray that each of us here will not give up on ourselves. And when we feel like that, God, I pray that we will reach out and ask for help as we're all in it together, on this journey together. We worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do a new work in me. Do a new work in us for your sake, for your glory, and for our neighbor's good. And all of God's children said, amen and amen.